Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grombacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Rafael Vargas. Rafael, are you ready to do this?
Oh, very ready, my friend.
Excellent. Let's do this. Rafael is the founder and CEO of Real Step and Real Empire. He's passionate about mentoring, speaking, educating on all things real estate, and building great teams. I'm excited to have you on. Rafael, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, great. I'm 27 years old. I am in the real estate wholesaling industry. So we flip about, we do about $4 million, almost $5 million a year in gross assignment fees on an annual basis. We're in 8 different metropolitan markets. I started when I was 21 years old. And now just getting into really cool stuff like educating and taught over 1,000 people now, real estate wholesaling. I've seen amazing clients, huge successes from amazing clients, hit millions of dollars in revenue now in their wholesaling business. I'm a commercial investor as well, single family investor, and just all around just, serial entrepreneur.
I love it. And you did not have the easiest start in the business.
Did not.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I started when I was 21 years old in my mother's basement, pretty much dead broke. I didn't graduate high school, never went to college. So my single mother and my mentally disabled brother, we're pretty much in our home, and my mom was working two jobs, trying to go to college and support me and my brother and, work pretty much become an accountant so that she can make maybe $45,000 a year so that she can support my brother and I a lot stronger. And I told my mother at the age of 21, hey, mom, one day I'm going to retire you. I'm going to become a multi-million dollar real estate investor, and I'm going to retire you 100%. And she didn't believe me. She said, no, you need to go get a job. You need to support me. And I said, no way. I quit my job 100% at the age of 21. I was working a job. I was making $13.50 an hour, which at that time I thought was a lot of money. $13.50, quit my job 100%, and sold all of my music equipment. I was on the path of becoming a music producer. Sold all my music equipment, sold all my shoes. I sold all my clothes, like Jordans and stuff like that I had, and pursued real estate investing 100%. My mother was in my ear every single day, living in her basement, telling me I should go get a job, stop this real estate stuff. I'll never be successful in real estate. My friends that were close to me were telling me the exact same thing, that someone like me, coming from the background that I did, where people were trying to murder me at one time. I was, living with, staying with some really knuckleheads, some pretty hard street guys. And just long story short, everyone was against me. The jobs I was trying to get that were related to real estate laughed me out of the building, telling me that I'd never make it in real estate, that I should go, work at Wendy's or something like that, more suitable to the way I used to communicate, coming from a low education background and kind of the street life that I was involved in. And so I all that was just fuel to my fire, from people telling me that I'd never be successful. I watched a lot of sales books. I read a lot of sales books. I watched a lot of sales videos. I watched successful people like Tony Robbins. I implemented the way they communicated. I read John Maxwell books, 50th Law, 50th Power, Robert Greene, so many different authors. I used to read 3-4 books on a weekly basis, stay up 3 nights in a row and cold call from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. While my mother's in my ear every single day and tell me I'll never make it, crying, arguing, fighting, watching my mentally disabled brother, alone, having to be neglected. And then 9 months into the business, on the verge of me giving up and pretty much running through my entire savings, I closed my first deal for $30,000. And then that was where my momentum started picking up. 30,000 turned into, my next year doing about $250,000 in wholesaling, from the third year now doing over $1 million, and now we're doing over $5 million, you know, roughly around $5 million in real estate wholesaling assignment profits in 8 different metropolitan markets. And you know, I own almost about $10 million worth of commercial and real estate assets. You know, just are my companies collectively this year, you know, now 6.5 years into the business, are doing $10 million in revenue collectively this year. So it's just a huge blessing. I've retired my mother 100%. You know, now she's a believer, you know, and sure. You know, I take care of my brother and my family, and just create awesome opportunities for people that work with me.
Well, congratulations on the success. What was it about real estate or commercial real estate that was really of interest to you early on?
You know, I started out wholesaling single family real estate. But you know, we actually, my biggest wholesale fee was $300,000 on one assignment fee. And, it was a development type opportunity where you can build 7 condos. And so when I saw, you know, when we closed that first deal at 300 grand, and I saw that it was like a 7-unit condo development, I saw that there's a lot more opportunity in the commercial space. And then I got connected with some, you know, now after moving to Tampa, I got connected with some really large players, guys that actually own the San Francisco 49ers, DeBartolo Development, just seeing their entire organization, seeing, you know, billions and billions of dollars worth of commercial assets being, you know, transacted and developed. It's just, it's always inspired me. And I knew that wholesaling was kind of the first step to understanding real estate and building my own capital so I can invest in commercial assets.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. So yeah. A ton of self-learning, obviously a lot of hard work. That's what it sounds like between the reading and the cold calling, which I don't know if people are doing a lot of that anymore. Are there certain things that you're willing to do that maybe other people aren't still?
Yeah, 100%. We are still using cold calling as a huge revenue and resource for sourcing deals, even in our commercial acquisitions and our self-storage development. In our self-storage acquisitions opportunities, you know, we're still cold calling directly to self-storage facilities in the area. Same thing with single family, right? We have a single family cold call team that's just cold calling single family assets. We do a lot of direct mail to source single family deals as well. That's still a huge part of our business. So yeah, absolutely. Another very unique thing that we do is we don't go and see these assets. You know, we lock up everything over the phone. Last week, we locked up about $60,000 worth of real estate wholesale assignment deals. And so that was about 16 contracts that we secured just last week, all over the phone in 8 different metropolitan markets. And so that's something that I think, you know, the traditional real estate investor does not do. They're still going out viewing properties, and we're just locking them up right over the phone, sending a DocuSign agreement, and getting it done. So very untraditional type of real estate.
And is it just a matter of that you're more tenacious and persistent, or do you have a different conversation you're having with these people that, or just is it more traditionally that people want to go and see it with their own eyes before they're willing to make that commitment? What is it that's different?
You know, I think the natural, you know, the traditional real estate investor would have to go out, see the property, see what kind of repairs are needed, do their 65% of ARV, multiply that, and then subtract any of the repairs that are needed to get their profit and their offer range. But for us, you know, because we're wholesaling, we are not taking down any of our single family assets. We strictly just look at what the comparable properties are in the area, look at what investors are paying for a similar type asset in that area, and we make offers right over the phone to homeowners in 7 minutes. And so if the homeowner is motivated to sell and they want to get rid of this property in 7 minutes, they get an offer. And if they like that offer, we send them a DocuSign immediately. They can sign right from their phone. And so we don't see these assets until after we secure the contract. But after we secure the contract, we do have a 7 to 14 day due diligence period that allows us to then go view the property, ensure there's no structural damage, et cetera, take pictures of the assets. Then we market that property to our investor developer list, which then acquires it from us for obviously a higher price.
Got it. Okay. I got it. Well, I at least I sort of got it. So Are you also doing like direct mail? I'm thinking in my head. There's a company called Open Door that I think I've received several pieces of mail from. They say, hey, we'd like to buy your house for this much money. Is it similar to that approach?
You know, no. Open Door and Offerpad, they're very institutional type, you know, root type buyers. So no, we don't send direct mail with offers. So we'll send direct mail pieces for people to call in. It might say final notice or, hey, we need to urgently speak to you about your property. I want to do Main Street. Get people to call in. And once they call in to our office, we then say, hey, you know, I saw you have a property. We just bought a property right by yours in Tampa, in Philadelphia, in Charlotte. We just bought one right by yours. We'd love to make you an offer. If they say, yes, I'd love to get an offer, great. Let's go through some questions. We go through some qualifying questions. While we're going through the qualifying questions, we have the multiple listing service up in that particular market. So we have, you know, 8 different metropolitan markets, which means 8 different MLSs that we're using to run and evaluate these properties and find the comparable property. So if this homeowner wants $100,000 and we just saw that a similar property just sold to an investor for $120,000 and then that investor renovated the property and then resold it at $200,000, then we know that our end buyer, who's the investor, is buying for $120,000. We can buy this homeowner's property for $100,000, get it under contract, and then resell the contract to that investor at 120 and make a $20,000 spread or wholesale fee.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So I imagine that your organization has probably grown quite a bit.
Yes, correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because I believe you started in DC.
Yeah, I did. I started in Washington, DC, solopreneur, you know, in my mother's basement, calling 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then started growing a team. The first person I hired was an acquisitions manager, so somebody that's going to be taking those live calls with the homeowners. Instead of me taking those calls with the homeowners when I do my direct mail and then taking those live calls, I hired somebody that, you know, took those calls for me. And then once, you know, I got more call volume, we hired more acquisition people to take more calls, and then we hired disposition or salespeople that had the relationships with the investors. So now we had calls coming in, acquisition people taking those calls, making offers, securing the contracts. Once they secure the contract, they give it to our sales or disposition people, and our disposition people would then market that contract to our investors. So our acquisition guy would get it for 100, our disposition guy would sell it for 120 to their investor relationships. And then we hired a transaction coordinator that then managed the transaction and coordination process with the title companies and the buyers and the sellers. Then I hired a marketing person, then I hired a COO, then I grew my acquisition team more. And so then now we have a sales manager, we have a disposition manager, an acquisitions manager. So yeah, now it's grown to a team of almost 20. And just scaled in 8 different markets. So super, super awesome to see.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting. And what are the future plans?
You know, future plans, we're in 8 markets right now. We want to expand into, you know, over 50 metropolitan markets throughout the nation. So our goal is to expand very, very rapidly. Very rapidly. We just hired a phenomenal sales manager. We're building out our own custom CRM so that we can, you know, have cool telephony and, you know, phone systems integrated within our own CRM. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the plan, expanding to 50 different markets and grow to $100 million company, you know, hopefully within the next 2.5-3 years.
Nice. So how do you identify your investor network?
How do we find investors that buy our assets? Is that
yeah.
what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really, really simply. So using the MLS tool that we have, right, the multiple listing service, which is pretty much the tool that all realtors use to look at comparable properties, etc. We would look at a particular asset. If we secured a property at 123 Main Street, we'd look at the comparables and pretty much there's a filter that you can use in the MLS and just look at the cash transactions. If you just look at the cash transactions, you'll see all of, you know, those investor transactions, because typically investors are buying the properties for cash and then they're reselling them to conventional buyers at a higher price. And so once you filter every single cash transaction in that zip code or in that, you know, 5 mile radius for a particular property that you're trying to sell, you can look at every single investor that has purchased in that vicinity. And so once you see those properties that have sold in the last, you know, let's say year or 365 days, you can then open up the tax record for that particular property and see who the owner is that purchased that property. So it could be, you know, our property's on 123 Main Street. We then just saw a comparable property that just sold for $120,000 on 127 Main Street, right? Cash. We then look at the tax record and we see that it was an LLC called, you know, Home Buyers Network LLC, right? And then what we do is we skip trace that LLC. We find out who the managing member is of that LLC. And then we skip trace that individual person. And then we call them and we get their emails and we add them to our email campaign. And we have virtual assistants that are doing this 24/7, scraping the MLS and just building our cash buyers list.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Very, very, very innovative, man. And you said you're building your own CRM.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. That is a lot of data.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of data. You know, another great way of building buyers lists as well is, you know, Facebook. We have, you know, Facebook groups. So we're part of every single Facebook group in every market that we're in. So we might, if we're trying to sell a property in Atlanta or build our buyers list in Atlanta, we go to Facebook, Atlanta, you know, Real Estate Investment Network, and we just, you know, start DM, and we have virtual assistants that DM every single member that's part of that group and just say, hey, are you a cash buyer? If so, we'd love to add you to our list. So on and so forth. And now we're building our list that same way as well.
Love it. Rafael, Savage Nation, is you ready for your difference making tip? What do you have for them?
Oh man, you know, my two tips. The biggest one is I wish I had the finances to invest in a mentor when I first got started. Instead I was really struggling and I had to sell everything I had just to survive and get, you know, pay for my marketing. I wish I had the money to invest in a mentor, because mentors will get you there faster. Even though it took me 6.5 years to get me to where I'm at today, if I had mentors at an earlier stage in my life, I would have gotten there in probably 3 or even 2 years, right? So, and I've seen a lot of my clients explode to multi-million dollar levels in just 2 years or even less than 2 years after mentoring, you know, directly with me, because they're just using the exact shortcuts that I use and the exact tactics that I use to scale my own company. And so because of that, you know, the biggest tip is hire a mentor. The second tip I would say for the people that are not, you know, are maybe a little bit greener, a lot newer in real estate or in whatever entrepreneurship field, you have to fail forward. You know, don't, you know, you can't tiptoe around. You have to just jump all the way in, dive all the way deep, go all the way in, quit your job like I did, you know, invest all of your capital, go all the way in, as long as you have faith, you know, right? God is my, you know, is my source of faith for me. So I had a lot of confidence when I quit my job. I had a lot of confidence when I sold all my assets to invest in my new company, because I felt like it was directed by God. So, you know, that's my biggest tip is, as long as you have faith, you have to go all the way in to whatever it is.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
You got to burn those ships, right, man?
Yes, sir.
Rafael, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
I'm very active on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram at Real Rafael Vargas, you can find me on Instagram. You can also go to my website, realempire.com. Our last event had over 250 entrepreneurs there and real estate entrepreneurs that wanted to learn how to scale and grow a real estate wholesaling company. We're seeing amazing success from them now. So if you go to realempire.com, we're doing events almost every month, every 2 months. Come to one of my events. We'd love to see you there, and follow me on Instagram.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rafael your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow him at Real Rafael Vargas on Instagram. Go to realempire.com. Check out one of his live events. Thank you again, Rafael.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.